From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. With more allegations of sexual misconduct involving Donald Trump, a former Miss USA contestant is one of several women coming forward to support the allegations. Tasha Dixon competed in the pageant as Miss Arizona in 2001 when Trump owned the pageant.
Our first introduction to him was when we were at the dress rehearsal and half naked changing into our bikinis. To have the owner come waltzing in when we're naked or half naked in a very physically vulnerable position, and then to have the pressure of the people that work for him telling us to go fawn all over him, go walk up to him, talk to him, get his attention.
Trump has vehemently denied all of the accusations against him and threatened to sue the New York Times. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton made a surprise appearance at a San Francisco campaign office and said no matter how much Donald Trump attacks her, she's staying focused on the positive.
We cannot let this pessimism, this dark and divisive and dangerous vision of America take hold in anybody's heart. We have to keep lifting up this campaign.
Real Clear Politics, a political website, said Clinton nationally now has a 6-point lead over Trump with the election less than a month away. The U.S. government says Americans should expect to pay more to heat their homes this winter. Forecasters are calling for a colder winter with slightly higher energy prices. Above normal temperatures reduced nationwide demand for heating fuels last year to the lowest level in at least 25 years. This winter is largely expected to be much more typical of a normal winter. This is VOA.